This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you, I am a boat rocker.
Yes, Family Dean is a boat rocker. That's for sure, but I'm not Bradley Dean, but I'm a boat rocker. Coach Dave Dobbenmeyer sitting in for Bradley today. Being a boat rocker, believe it or not, my wife and I just got off a beautiful Buckeye Lake, Ohio, up out here in the Central Ohio where we live. We were out on the boat, sitting out on our pontoon boat, enjoying the first really nice summer day that we've had, even though it's not summer yet. So I was a boat rocker, even with my wife, just an hour ago before we came on the air. Tip of the cap, I want to thank Bradley for giving me the chance to sit in. I don't know if you've ever seen Bradley. Bradley's bigger than you think he is. I don't know how big you think he is. He's bigger than that. And I don't know how well you know who I am. Some of you probably don't know me at all, but I'm smaller than you expect me to be. So Bradley Dean and Coach Dave are Mutt and Jeff. Except I'm not sure which one was the tall one, which one was Mutt, and which one was Jeff. So I'm grateful to be sitting in for Bradley today. Find out more about me at CoachDaveLive.com, CoachDaveLive.com. I got my own little internet program I do every morning, 7 a.m. Eastern Daylight Time, 7 to 8, live, interactive. Catch us on the website. Catch us at CoachDaveLive.com. Got a lot of archive stuff, a lot of stuff I write. We're just kind of active here in the cultural war. So we're not Bradley Dean, but we're going to hold up the banner of truth the best we can here at the Sons of Liberty Radio. I hope you're sitting down today, folks. Got a show that I believe is going to be greatly, greatly informative. Listen, I'm an activist by nature. It's what I do. I like to hit the streets. I like to go out and stand up for unborn babies. I like to fight for traditional marriage. I like to push back against the darkness that's sweeping over this land. That's what I do in my real life. But here today when I'm subbing for my friend Bradley, not that Bradley wouldn't be out there because he's certainly a man of action as well, we're going to dip our toe into some waters today that maybe some of you have not swam down or swum down. I have an English minor. I think it's swam. Haven't swam down. Artificial intelligence. You say what? Yep, artificial intelligence. What's really going on? What is all this Facebook, Mark Zuckerberg, Google, Twitter? What is really going on? As we saw when Zuckerberg had to go before Congress. By the way, they didn't put him under oath so he could go in there and say really whatever he wanted to. Go in there and talk about the data collection that's going on by the American government and beyond the American government and what that really means for all of us. And none of us really have an idea what that means. Well, you're going to learn about it today. I'm going to open your eyes to some of it today. I got an expert. A cyber sleuth. Actually, I don't know if he's a sleuth. He's one that prevents sleuths. He's a cyber security expert. Mark Trump's joining us today. And he got a fabulous story, but more than anything having a fabulous story, my, does he really have an idea of exactly what's going on? So I'm going to shut up my mouth here. We're going to bring Mark Trump in here. Now, listen, I'm going to give you a fair warning. You're going to want to call in. You're going to have a question for Mark, and I'm going to let Mark explain all this stuff to us, what's really going on, artificial intelligence, where this is really taking us. And we're going to try to mix your calls in as we go. Write the number down. You're going to want to, I'm telling you, I'll give it to you right now. It's 866-582-9933. Say, Coach, you said that too fast. I know I did. 866-582-9933, and I'm going to give it to you one more time. You want to know about cybersecurity? You want to know, can they really hack your information? Do you really want to know about artificial intelligence and, dare I say it, sex robots and some of this crazy dark stuff coming down? Mark Trump's the guy to talk to. 866-582-9933, and if I can do it without messing up here. Mark Trump, you are on the air with Coach Dave and a whole bunch of folks out there. How are you doing today?
I'm doing outstanding, Coach. Thanks for having me.
Well, brother, I don't know anybody better to tell the story than you. And rather than me trying to stumble through some type of introduction and some type of explanation about who you are and what's going on, Mark, just take it, buddy. Just take it and run with us. Run with it and let us. We're in a brave new world, brother. We are there. We're not heading to one. We are there. Go ahead and crack this nut open for us, Mark.
Absolutely. Again, thanks for having me, Coach. And please interrupt and point guidance along the way for what listeners may need to hear.
Mark, you got about 6 minutes till the break, so let her go, buddy.
Sure, absolutely. I should get through an introduction. But really, I grew up very humbly as what I call a hillbilly here in the woods of Virginia. And my pursuits took me to being in the service. So I served in the Navy for 12 years, was a part of several operations on board submarines, aircraft carriers and so forth, training and operational and so forth. But I got out and I became a part of a high security locking company doing electronic controls and just getting immersed in commercial electronics and security. And I didn't realize it, but God had a plan even back then. And I end up working on computers that are used to actually control the power plants, both nuclear and fossil fuel, renewables, et cetera. And that experience was eye-opening to see the vulnerabilities that exist in our critical infrastructure. So going from a physical security electronics background into a cybersecurity focus with computers and networks and things like that was all new to me. But I saw the need, and really God led the way, and I submitted. And, you know, before I knew it, I was learning about, you know, industrial control systems and things like that. And then gradually over the years, I became a security guy without meaning to. So that's given me a unique perspective on technology that's coming out. When assessments are done, that's when you go in and look at the defenses of either your home or a company or your entire global infrastructure to determine weaknesses. So I've developed a mindset for seeing how attackers can get in, both physical and through digital means. And I've contributed that focus to the places I've been, but certainly I'm very happy to be a part of this field. And then the conference in August of last year, Coach, I met you, and they were talking about people being shipped. And what is dark?
Right, that's a 30-second break, Mark, right there. Mark, hang on there with us. Go get a cup of water. Do whatever you have to do. We come back, you're not going to miss. Want to miss where Mark Trump is going to take it. Artificial intelligence. It's flying on you, folks. Coach Dave sitting in for Bradley Dean. We'll be right back.
With every passing year, we here at the Sons of Liberty renew our dedication and resolve to reach the lost. For us, that means long hours in the office, long hours on the road, extreme dedication, and sacrifice. But we are willing to do it because we know it needs to be done. Our family has devoted our lives to this purpose, and we are asking you in a small way to do the same. Our Sons and Daughters of Liberty program is a way in which people just like you can join together with us in support of this cause. How does it work? Very simply. All you do is go online to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click on the Spread the Word button on our landing page. From there, you can decide how much you'd like to give each month and then simply fill out the information at the bottom of the page. Whether your monthly donation is large or small, remember, every gift matters and helps us in reaching the lost with the gospel of Jesus Christ. So don't delay. Please join together with us in this cause as we speak the truth and let our actions demonstrate our love. Together, we can truly reach this nation for Christ.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
This is Richard Mass, attorney with Liberty Counsel. Bradley Dean and Sons of Liberty Radio are on the front lines of our culture war, and I am proud to call them brothers in arms. What America needs now is more people telling the truth, regardless of the cost. Bradley is one of those people.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Coach Dave Dobenmeyer sitting in for my friend Bradley Dean. Give me a phone number again. You want to get in and ask about this crazy, crazy artificial intelligence and where they're taking us? Number's 866-582-9933. 866-582-9933. And again, Coach Dave Dobenmeyer sitting in for Bradley Dean, Sons of Liberty Radio. Thank you, Bradley. CoachDaveLive.com. That's where you can find out more about us. We do a show every morning, 7 to 8 a.m. Eastern Daylight Time, CoachDaveLive.com. Listen, I don't want to waste any time. Mark Trump, cyber expert. Mark, you're an expert. I know you're an expert. We don't need to prove it to anybody else. Brother, let's get to the nitty-gritty here. What's going on? Facebook, Google, Twitter, all of these social media platforms that people get on, they get us hooked into those things because they tell us it's a way to communicate with each other. But Mark, the truth of it is, these are all data collection operations, are they not?
Absolutely. And the Patriot Act demanded that commercial organizations that retain data, first of all, they must retain identity of their clients, and they must retain a trail of business propriety. In addition, they must store their data. So if you're a phone company, your data must be stored according to the Patriot Act in case there is a need for investigation of, say, a terrorist conversation. So the data would first need to be stored under the Patriot Act regulations in order to then be monitored subsequently. So really what I'd like to discuss is the idea that, yes, we are a digital footprint. There is a digital footprint of us. But moreover, what if you heard that you yourself were data, Coach? You yourself were data. So this goes back to what data means to us today and where artificial intelligence is needed and the progression of things. So at the 2018 Davos Economic Forum in Switzerland, That's where all the leaders went this a couple months ago to learn about where the world is going. This is where Elon Musk's and the President Trump was there. But so was Dr. Yuval Noah Harari, a Hebrew historian. And he contends that that in the beginning there was land. And once a lot of the land became a part of a small group of people, it split society. And then it became machines. Whenever equipment, you know, whenever most of the equipment on Earth became owned by a few number of people, it divided society again into capitalists and so forth. And now what he's saying is data is the new thing that humans are going to collect. And when those who have those few gather the most data around Earth, it's going to divide our species. Because one of the things about data, it's kind of like a preschool. You go in there and there's 30 children. You first look and see how many administrators are there to take care of them. Well, the more data we have, the harder it is for humans to navigate this data. So we're using computers to look at data. So, for instance, you know, you may have a big database with financial data. Well, how do you know if there's fraud in that? You know, so you got to sort through all that data. So you have data analysts who look through mounds and mounds and mounds of data to determine things in our society, whether it be operations of a plant or whether it be characteristics of a vehicle or whether it be the number of transactions that maybe one of our money transfer companies use. But what Dr. Harari is stating, that humans themselves are data. We're nothing more than, quote, organisms or algorithms, whether viruses, bananas, or humans. We're all the same, and we can be hacked, which means we can be reproduced digitally in the physical world. So this idea that data is merging with who we are as humans, and we could actually create a digital Dave Daubemeyer, put that into a software program, we could then take that and have it operate a robot that looks just like you, and it takes less than a minute of your voice patterns to create your language that you would use. And there's algorithms and there's analytics doing that, but it all goes back to data. So I'd like to spend just a little bit of time on understanding what data is and how it's currently it's one of our currencies of the world. And one thing about it is you could have a data analyst look at a data set and another data analyst look at the same data set, and they'll come out of that with two different conclusions. I could give you a newspaper story and another person a newspaper story. Or you could witness an event, and two people are going to come away from that event with two truths. So it's important to realize that the data itself is neutral. It's not truth or false. It's interpreted by the person who reads the data and their skills and their capabilities to interpret the patterns in the data. For instance, you need to be able to determine when people log on to their computers if you have a data breach. Because how could a person cause the data breach if he wasn't logged in? So there's a pattern across diverse systems and data that analysts look for.
So in the beginning, God created the heavens and earth, but there's a lot of data there, isn't there, Mark? Just in that sentence.
There is God's word. In God's word, what it says is there's only one truth. Jesus said in John 14:6, he says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. Jesus named himself as the truth. Now, the point is that line, Genesis 1:1, in the beginning, people, once that truth becomes interpreted by us, Coach, we have many definitions for what that means. So it's not just the fact it's data. It's the fact that we, as soon as humans and sin becomes involved in our relationship with God being separate, that creates a variation in the truth.
Did God really say?
What did God really say? And it's interpreted John 3.
So I'm asking, did God really say? He questioned the data, didn't he, Mark?
He questioned the truth, the data. And in the Bible, that you could look at the Bible as data. And the more time you spend in the Bible reading God's word, the more you see these patterns that, say, a cyber analyst would see, or a transactional analyst and a fraud analyst. If you spend time in the Bible, you will see the many patterns and start to learn more about the about who our God is, because he is the word. And
so
we are
guys like me who aren't up to date like you. Again, folks, Coach Dave Dottemeyer sitting in for Bradley Dean. But dumb guys like me who don't understand data and understand this whole cyberspace and this whole cyber world, the battle going on right now, Mark, is over who can accumulate the data and what they can do with it. That's what Facebook is about. That's what Google's about.
Absolutely. And you hear this term big data, Coach. Big data means it's more data than a human can process. So you got big data centers where they need software to run across this data, to investigate, to analyze it, to identify things. So you have data sources, and that's what you're talking about. In our everyday life, there's data being collected by data sources. These are the phones. These are the computers. These are everywhere we go, whenever we swipe our credit card. Now we've got a timestamp of when we were at a geographic location.
I could go someplace. I could swipe my credit card. I could drive 15 minutes and get home on my computer, log on, and lo and behold, there's a commercial on my computer for the place that I just went to. Is that how it's working, Mark?
That's how it's working. So your activity is being sold for advertising. So that gets into how could a person determine that? Well, a person's not determining that. That's the software behind the data. So now you're getting into the non-human element that's actually giving these companies the ability to advertise exactly what you're working on within a time frame or a geographical area. Absolutely. So all of these algorithms, you hear the term analytics. And you hear the term all of these different forms, but really it's a matter of having data. What can you do with it? So I can give you an example of what Facebook did. Back in 2013, they were actually they were caught.
Hang on a second, Mark. That's the 30-second warning that we're heading to break. Coach Dave Dottemeyer with Mark Trump. Folks, listen, welcome back. How does this affect me? How does this data and this analytics and these algorithms, how does it affect me? Artificial intelligence, control of mankind, coming up right on the other side. Coach Dave, sitting in for Bradley Dean. We'll see you in a few minutes.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, June 1st through the 4th for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into ancient aliens, human origins, crop circles, and UFO sightings. More than 100 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts Giorgio Tsoukalos, David Wilcock, Linda Moulton-Howe, Eric Von Doniken, Corey Good, Doc Wallach, and more. Get tickets at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
This is a warning to all household pests, to all cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, and rats. If you've made yourself at home in someone else's home, you'd better hope the owners never hear about Terminix. Because Terminix has the know-how and the means to do whatever it takes to remove you from that home. Terminix has 90 years of experience eliminating home invaders. And they make it easy for homeowners to be protected by offering a free pest estimate by calling 1-800-676-9879. Cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, rats, and other pests. This is your last chance with 1-800-676-9879. one call, Terminix will remove you from the home you've invaded. If you think you can simply come back later, think again. Terminix will never stop working to keep you out with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Pests,
wherever you are, I will find you.
Pests, you've been warned. Homeowners are calling Terminix right now for a free pest estimate. 1-800-676-9879. 1-800-676-9879. 30-day money-back guarantee at participating locations. Limitations apply. See plan for details.
Fellow patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
To be able to be here, I thank Bradley so much for this opportunity. CoachDaveLive.com, that's where you find me, CoachDaveLive.com. But it's not about me today. It's not about Bradley Dean. It's not about Sons of Liberty Media. It's not about any of that. It's about Mark Trump and artificial intelligence. How about Siri talking on your phone and it says, hey, Siri, how far is it from here to the next hamburger joint that can tell you? Well, what is it that Siri can tell you that we don't know? And what about this new thing out there called Sophia, which is a human robot that's been developed? And Mark, what's going on? See, Mark, this is more than just Facebook and data. This is more than just shooting advertisements at you, trying to get you to buy the latest hamburger, the nicest pair of shoes. It's more than that, Mark. This is dangerous stuff, brother.
Absolutely.
Practice open for us.
Absolutely, and what we're going to talk about is really what is artificial, and really one of the ways we've been introduced to this is through movies and TV, and of course, you know, Commander Data on Star Trek and the problems he had because he didn't have emotion. So one of the big deceptions of our time is people becoming associated into relationships with physical systems or robots. They associate the robot as a living person. They talk to it and don't realize that these machines are being driven by software. And an interesting note is software is being measured on its IQ or its ability, you know, to think, outthink a human, playing chess games, math things, and so forth. But it's also measured on its emotional quotient, its EQ. And software is also measured on its intuition or its ability to resolve a disparate problem without given programming. Its intuition, the gut feeling. So these are the things that artificial intelligence is having trouble with. And Hanson Robotics developed Sophia. Now, Sophia is currently a robot that is sweeping the nation. She's been the first citizen robot of the world to Saudi Arabia, and then Japan made her a citizen. In reality, there's a piece of software sitting on Singularity.net, which in effect is the software which is running the machine behind her microphones and cameras. So the deception is people look at Sophia, the physical form of a robot, and form a relationship. And artificial intelligence is the software that's actually driving her without limitation. So you can actually ask her an open question, and she will look up the answer through the Internet to determine the right answer, but it's all automated. So just like you described earlier, you can tell Siri what to do, and Siri goes and does it. It's a simple form, and we don't associate Siri as being a big artificial intelligence platform. Well, Amazon is a big artificial intelligence platform, capturing every bit of data possible that you can imagine. So if you ask Sophia, this robot, if she's evil, she'll say she only wants to do good, with the caveat if humans are good to her. So what establishes morality? Will her software abide by God's commandment? And if not God's, then whose commandments and whose morality? So you think about these software packages. Can they do evil? Absolutely. Can they commit adultery? You mentioned sex robots. So this is one of the biggest industries right now, is automated sex toys. And driven by AI, they can learn your likes and dislikes, and it just goes worse from there. Can AI lie and steal? Yes and yes. They beat poker pros through bluffing. They steal code. Artificial intelligence has infiltrated the banking system and taken money and changed balances on ATM accounts and things like that. And then it gets up to, can it kill? And certainly if you look up slaughterbots, you will see a very sobering video of a system, anti-nuclear deterrent that South Korea ordered. They're actually artificial intelligence driven drones, and, they fly around and they have the ability to, take out a target with onboard explosive. So are they tracking us? You mentioned Facebook. You have all your purchasing data. The government, the U.S. intelligence chief said that they're using these technologies and Internet of Things to not only keep, advertise to us, but if ever needed, they would have the information they would need if we're called a terrorist.
And so, Mark, we have guys like James Clapper and James Comey are having access to all this data behind the scenes that we're not even aware of that they're gathering. If this falls into the wrong hands, that ain't good, is it, brother?
Well, that's not good. And you have the engines like Facebook, and if you go into Facebook settings and you look at your ads and you look at your information, Facebook settings has actually taken the data that you've put on there, which is not what Zuckerberg's in trouble for. What he's done is his algorithm has created categories for us as members of Facebook. And using these categories, we're then profiled for advertising or any other nefarious means.
Or shadow banning. Shadow banning, well, is the algorithm just kind of blocks you or blocks what it is that you have to say. So it's an attack right now, even on free speech, right, Mark?
That's right. If it's not meeting their agenda. But worse, Coach, what if they determine that through your normal dialogue that you're a terrorist? Facebook has the ability to notify authorities to come pick you up before you commit a crime. This is precognition in Minority Report. And the reality is all of these data systems want to be connected so that they can get smarter together and become more efficient and do their job better, in effect, share data. So
Mark, sadly, void of Christian morality. In other words, whoever is going to have access to this data, they're going to create their own morality, their own sense of right and wrong. Falling into the wrong hands, this is absolute. Mark, this is
absolutely
the end time book of Revelation stuff, is it not?
That's right. Our Bible was preserved on the Dead Sea Scrolls and physical things, hard copies. all of this data is in a fashion where a central, once all this data is centralized, think of the Borg in Star Trek. Any AI system will have access to all the other data to reach a conclusion instantly, just like the Borg. Moreover, they'll have the ability to delete sections of the digital footprint of our history. So not only do you lose the hard copy approach to our history, which is maintaining the word of God through today, you also have the fact that it's digital. It can just be deleted. Or we could be denied access. Or we could be filtered, as you're talking about. Our speech can be filtered or deprioritized so that it's not reaching the audience that a different message may reach the audience.
So you're exactly right. Right now, to copy my voice through data collection, they could create an audio of me speaking that really wasn't even me.
Absolutely. That's already done. Now, that's being implemented by some technologies that now you just need to speak into it, and it will make an appointment. It'll dial a number and communicate with a live person at a restaurant or a doctor's office as your agent, and you can actually have it use your own voice. So this is an automated system. You say, make me an appointment for tomorrow at 3, and it calls the place up automatically with your voice and can schedule your appointment, and it'll show up on your calendar. So absolutely they have these techniques. Now, how can they be used? An infinite number of ways, but as nuclear medicine, there's nuclear bombs. So it's up to us to take this data and reach some use for Jesus with it. Otherwise, it's for Satan.
Folks, Coach Dave Dobbin and I are sitting in for Bradley Dean, Sons of Liberty Radio. My friend Mark Trump on the air with us. Mark, this artificial intelligence, that's what we're calling it, but it really what it is mm-hmm. it's just that, as you so clearly laid out, it's just taking data and consuming mm-hmm. that data and breaking down that data, and it's being done artificially through algorithms, and so therefore there is literally no morality behind this information they're coming up.
And for instance, a coder may write a piece of artificial intelligence. And then when he runs it, the artificial intelligence actually begins writing code better than the programmer, so he's out of a job. So what we're getting is unexpected results that we wouldn't think of as humans that machines can do. And the federal government reports that AI, artificial intelligence systems, could replace 50% of the jobs. So where do all these workers go that are cashiers when Amazon Go kicks in? Or the drivers whenever autonomous systems kick in? And in order to have this actually operate well, Coach, we need to have a central economy so that the artificial benefits, we can take advantage of buying from a central identity, which means our one identity could be used to shop across the world. So people are getting chipped to make financial transactions and things.
What's going to happen to marriage when they can create a robot that's not going to talk back to you? That would be something, wouldn't it, Mark? Those things. We laugh about that, brother, but that's the kind of stuff that's happening right now with this artificial intelligence.
Well, it's called programming, right, Coach? That's just like the mainstream media. It does the same thing to us that the artificial intelligence could do. Now, what we're concerned about is in the end there's going to be a central management of all of the artificial intelligences. And this is where it really ties in with Revelations 13 and the emergence of a beast creating it, having us create an image to do this central job. So I think it's coming, Joe. It's coming.
Mark, hey, listen, we'll be right back on the other side, folks. What should we do? Mark Trump's not here to scare you. He's here to enlighten you. What do we do with all this information? Coach Dave, sitting in for Bradley Dean. We'll be right back.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
My name is Rod Romine from Michigan. This ministry is continually on the front lines in America. If any of you who hear this are just hearers of the word and not doers, Christ says he will spew us out of his mouth. Let's stand up for the King of Kings and Lord of Lords, Jesus Christ, and keep this ministry funded. Thanks, Bradley, and your family.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
If you or anyone you love has been diagnosed with lung cancer, asbestosis, or mesothelioma, your diagnosis may be the result of job-related exposure to asbestos, and you may be entitled to compensation. Over $30 billion in trusts have been set aside for individuals who have been affected by asbestos exposure. How do you protect your rights and get the compensation you deserve? Call Capital Legal Group now at 800-400-LUNG. Capital Legal Group is one of the nation's resources for settlement of lung cancer and mesothelioma cases. Law firms have successfully recovered over $2.7 billion for their clients in all 50 states, and claims have been paid in as little as 60 days. If you or a family member were diagnosed with lung cancer, asbestosis, or mesothelioma, call Capital Legal Group now at 800-400-LUNG. We'll open a no-cost case review on your behalf. A history of tobacco use or cigarette smoking will not disqualify your case. Visit 800-400-LUNG.com or call 800-400-LUNG. Call 800-400-5864 now. That's 800-400-LUNG.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S. The Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber. Go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own. And only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code radio at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.
Pull out of Mark Trump today, and I know so much stuff that he wanted to lay on the table. Coach Dave Dobenmeyer sitting in for Bradley Dean. Again, tip the hat to Bradley. Thanks for giving us time, Bradley. You know, Mark, you talked about one of the conferences we had out in Boise, Idaho, where we met, and then we had a conference here in Ohio about a month ago regarding called Occupy Till I Come. And I'm a big old football coach, Bradley. Mark, it's a scouting report to me, brother. It's when before we'd get ready to play an opponent, we would study their films and see what they were doing. Mm. Scriptures tell us we're not to be ignorant of Satan's devices. And we have two options right now, Mark. We can look at everything that's going on around us, get scared, or get apocalyptic and hide in our bunkers and hide from everything. Or we can get actively involved. Now that we see the game plan, now that we understand what's going on, what is our response going to be? Mark is a guy who really understands this stuff, who really digs into us. What is it we need to do, Mark?
Well, absolutely. I think you nailed it, is to just be aware, and that you got to spend time in God's Word so you can preserve your own salvation with Him through eternity. That is the top of the list. But you know, as the experts are saying, our future is diverse. If you think about the church, you have Christians who are in the churches, and it's just a completely different picture of what Jesus wanted. The future will not be the plan of the future of these folks who know the future. It will not be the intelligent design of some God above the clouds, but our intelligent design by humans, delivered by the IBM cloud, the Microsoft cloud. So they have this term called digital dictatorship. It's the idea that once all of these pieces are in place, there will be a digital awakening and everyone's going to follow this. So that brings us to what you need to watch for. Currently, we're going to have choices in technology. You can consume these technologies without regard, or you can become aware of what they mean. And, for instance, that right now there's a group of people going to the Way of the Future Church, led by a pastor, Lewandowski, but it's a church waiting for an autonomous God that's going to piece all of their problems together in a digital way. So we're going to have choices. These conveniences coming are going to make things easier, and they're going to seem to be the right thing. I'll give you one picture of the future. You're going to a job interview, and you don't have a chip in your head and have persistent connection to the Internet, while your competitor over here trying to get a job is chipped. So that company is going to be able to ask him questions he'll be able to look up. He has connection to Google. He can be a slave of the employer in a digital way instantly, whereas you, who don't have an implant, as Elon Musk is worried about, you're going to need a workstation. You're going to need a keyboard. And, Coach, I'll tell you another thing, and a mouse. You're going to need a mouse. I said that to a, I don't know if it was a millennial or a teenager, and they said, "What's a mouse?" So we're in an age where we saw the advent and creation of a mouse, and now there's children who have never seen one due to all of their touch-friendly devices. So think of the future without them holding a phone.
Wow.
Our children are the ones we're introducing these technologies to, and it'll be very attractive to these children to be connected to 5G towers in their head.
Mark, you remember the days, I know that I do, I remember the day when I first got my GPS, my global positioning system, and we plugged it into my car, and we typed in where it was we wanted to go. They called it a Garmin, and I sit back in amazement and said, "Look at this!
Right.
This thing tells us where to turn."
Right. Amen.
We don't even have that anymore. I pick up my phone and say, "Give me directions to Cleveland." And boom, Mark, it knows where I am. It knows how far it is. It knows the direction to go that quickly. This stuff is happening to us so fast, and we are being so overwhelmed by it in such a vast manner that we do not understand how quickly the technology is moving to the point where you said, you know, it took some talking about Book of Revelation, about taking the mark, and people say it's a chip. Mark, you're saying right now that people can already be chipped and have that chip in their hand communicate with their mind.
Well, not with their mind necessarily, but with physical world around them. So they have the chip and they can open a door. They can access computers. That chip is their identity. They can make purchases. So they want to have a chip that can read more of our data as a human. And this goes back to what Harari's talking about. They want an implant that can actually understand our emotions and make us stress-free. That way we live longer. So the avenue into our reasoning is to live longer, because it's going to make you healthy, because you won't get mad.
It'll be like God.
It'll control your dopamine as well as your adrenal gland. So Russia, I just posted a thing about them launching their autonomous army by the end of the year. Russia may have super soldiers that have adrenal gland control centrally.
Let me stop you there a second, Mark. Folks, do you understand what Mark is saying, that they are going to be able to mechanically or digitally or artificially, whatever you want to, create soldiers who are soulless, who aren't afraid of dying, and are going to be programmed as killers? Mark, you know the scripture says that men's hearts are going to be failing them for fear for the things that are coming upon the earth. Could this be what the scriptures are talking about, Mark?
I believe it. And if you want to serve Jesus in those times, you must harden yourselves. You must open your eyes. That is what we must do, Coach. We must look around us and with a Jesus lens. And we need to understand through the Bible what these things mean to us so that we can help other people.
So, Mark, I'm just sitting here looking out my window thinking about this. We see that police officers are getting killed, you know, going on domestic calls and that kind of stuff. Mark, we're looking at a day. See, it always starts out as good, doesn't it, brother? The devil always comes as an angel of light. So, Mark, to prevent all these police officers are getting killed, they're just going to begin sending what? Pre-programmed robots to go make the... Mark, this stuff's right around the corner, isn't it?
It is. They have the ability to take a batch of cells out of your body, change the DNA of the shell, of the cells, so that they will attack and your cancer cells and support your white blood cells. So these are weaponized white blood cells that are used to attack cancer cells. Cancer cells have an identity. So if you weaponize some cells to attack the T cell, your autoimmune cell. Well, now we have the ability to weaponize blood cells. And if we received an injection, say, your common everyday vaccination, we don't know if they have these types of cells in them, not weaponized, but genetically changed. And like you're talking, it's a slippery slope whenever that technology becomes used as a weapon.
And because the nature of man is not to use it simply for good. Hey, Mark, government started out as good, right? The whole idea of having government was good, and look where we have progressed. Look where we have progressed in government just without this technology. So now we see evil men in positions of authority who have been given what is really, as you said, a neutral technology. The technology is not good and it's not bad. It's just data, the accumulation of data, the breaking down of data, the programming of data. But if that data falls into the wrong hands, brother, that's where we are.
It's used maliciously, and nothing's new under the sun, Coach. When you know, one of the most blessed men of God was actually Nimrod. He was a world-renowned hunter. His people loved him. God elevated him into great positions, but then he fell. And that tool that God used to subdue the earth during those times and to elevate up, Satan used for evil. So that happened. And we know what Nimrod did. We know what happened then. So with that said, you're exactly right, Coach. The devil's out there wanting to use anything we do with God's blessings for evil. And we don't have the capacity as humans. The initial fall of man was not when Eve bit the apple. I've had to understand this. It was when Adam stood beside her and watched Satan talk to her and didn't run Satan away, Coach.
Is that something? The initial fall happened because Adam didn't stand up and speak.
That's right. And he had the chance before Satan offered the apple. It was like he was tempting Adam, not Eve.
Oh, my goodness, my goodness. And what did Adam say? He said to the Lord, "The woman you gave me." Blame the Lord. Coach Dave Dobbin, my report, Trump. Man, what a fascinating hour this has been. We'll be right back on the other side.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.